But let's start with the Roger Clemens thing. It just seems like old home week. Every week there's an older player in his 40s who's a Cy Young Award winner, whether it's the big unit last week, this week the talk is about Roger Clemens. Tell us what the chances in your view are that he might indeed return to Boston.
Well, you know, I think it's just an indication, first off, with respect to these older guys still having a lot of value and interest from clubs. It just tells you how little pitching there is out there. And so getting to the Red Sox interest, I think they have a lot of interest. Their starting pitching needs more help. The Yankees, however, have a lot of interest as well. I think dollar-wise, it really doesn't depend a lot on that. I think everybody's going to be probably in the same situation with respect to what he did last year. His contract will be some prorated portion of a $20 to $25 million contract. I think Roger understands that he's not ready to pitch a full year, probably doesn't even want to pitch a full year. But they know that he can come out and he can help them win some ball games, especially down the stretch. Now, the big question is, will they be in the hunt down the stretch? And that's what they've got to work on as well, just signing Roger Clemens.
Don't you think, though, that if you're the Red Sox, you're going to ask him to at least come through by late May, not mid-June? I mean, that is an awful long time. That's 10 weeks of not helping your team.
Well, they can ask whatever they want, but Roger's in a position, I think, where he can kind of set his own framework. So I don't know. You know, I've known Roger off and on over the years. He is certainly a guy that is of his own mind, and I know he probably perplexes his agents at some point where they don't know what his intentions are. But I think Pettit going back to New York matters probably more to him than maybe returning to Red Sox, a Red Sox uniform. I don't think his time in Boston was as enjoyable as his time in a Yankee uniform.